Learning the Art of Quilting. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are. A production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
I'm Carolyn Elder. I am from Orange City, Iowa, and I work in a quilt shop in Sioux Center, and the shop's called Roloff's Store. My grandmother quilted, and when I was really small, she was making three wedding ring quilts. And she only had two grandchildren. It was my sister and me. And she was making one of them with a pink border, one with green, and one with purple. And my sister at that time liked purple, and I liked pink. So she put two of them away, and one went on her bed. And we knew that they were for us. And I was hooked. It was always in the back of my mind to make a quilt like Grandma did. All by hand, piece by hand, quilted by hand. And so when I had my first baby, I did a quick little baby quilt for him, but I wanted to have a nice quilt for him for his big boy bed. And that was the first quilt I ever did. It was hand-stitched, hand-quilted, and it has, to this day, never been on a bed. For so many years, that had been so much work, and who was going to put that on a two-year-old's bed? Not me. So I kept it, and I made him a really nice bright colored one that was much better suited for a little boy. I didn't know at the time, and so I decided to do what they call a sampler quilt, and every square was a 12 and a half inch square, but they were all different, and I used it as a learning thing for me. So I had some applique, some pieced, some, you know, every square was different, and I learned a lot on that quilt. Piecing is when you have a whole bunch of little pieces that you sew together and it makes the whole square. Appliqué is when you have a solid square and then you put shapes on top and appliqué them down. I learned to quilt right after my first baby was born. And my night out, my husband let me sign up for an evening class in the local community college. And I took a quilting class. The lady that taught the class wanted a quilt group in the area, and she used the people in the class to start it. They would show, and I would learn, because I didn't know anything, and they did. And when I was ready to baste my first quilt together, I brought it to that group. We laid it out on the table, and we all basted it together, and that's how I learned to baste a quilt together. I do mostly machine quilting. I got to the point where the arthritis in a couple of my fingers, it just hurts to do that other, and it took so long. I wasn't getting nearly the ideas that are in my head done, so I started machine quilting. I took a class from one of the ladies in the quilt group, actually taught us all one night, and I took off from there. I now teach that class in our shop that I work in. A lot of the part that's traditional is that I still use the traditional quilting patterns. I also like to do the traditional piecing patterns, but what's more modern is I love the bright modern fabrics and some of the more contemporary patterns that are out there too. So I kind of do a mixture. I love the fabric. I love the fabric, the colors and the feel of it and the using it and trying to figure out what goes with what, and that's my favorite part. So that's probably why I think a lot of quilters like their fabric. That's why we all have so much. A lot of my quilts are stored at home, but I like to find a home for them. So I give a lot of them away for wedding gifts, if it's a special person, because that's a pretty expensive gift. And I give them to my grandchildren, to my nieces, and I don't have any nephews. The Quilt Guild gives them to the Sioux County victims advocate, and so a lot of those go to victims of rape or violent crimes, little children that have been abused, and yeah, I like to make them for that too. I think as a Christian you just want to give, and you've got these talents, and you know, I'm not a very outgoing person, so I can do all this stuff at my home and still be able to give to the community by donating the quilts, and you know that they do some good.
Carolyn Elder of Orange City and a member of the Sioux Prairie Quilt Guild. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator Ricky Saltzman and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.